Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. You're watching us on the YouTube stream. This time next week, you might be watching us on Monumental. Or maybe it's 2 weeks. It's after the Seattle game, Jeff. I got to say, Tuesday mornings in the DMV sucks so bad. Traffic has just got awful. I had to come from a different direction this morning. I got to drive down Connecticut Avenue via from the Beltway. Woo, buddy. B, I don't know. I don't think the businesses are going to give it up. But the amount of changes that were made to traffic patterns during COVID, where these businesses got these outdoor seating sections. Like, that's the road, dog. Like,
but a lot of them, had to give it up already.
Not in D.C., dude. Georgetown. Going down Connecticut. Going down Wisconsin. It's a scene, man. It's just... Yeah. I don't know the rules, Brian. I am not an ANC zone commissioner. Mm-hmm. But like, those are the roads, and people are going now. They're making everybody go back to work. Like, something's got to give here, man. How was your ride in?
No, because
you get mostly highways, so it's different.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on Independence. It had me cut around.
It's construction,
like down by the river. Bus made a U-turn wildly illegally.
There's construction going on, and you know, then when you get to Main Ave right here, for them to put these buses and these damn semis to get into those alleys, and the way they back up is the guys got skill, but it takes too damn long.
Yeah, yeah, it sure does. And then
they should have to do that stuff before it gets light.
I wanted to ask Jeffrey about something. I don't know that you still are, but I know Jeff was riding motorcycles and stuff. I saw a young man.
He liked to climb trees and fall out of them when he hunting.
I saw a young man on a motorcycle this morning, kind of cutting around down by Haynes Point with me. Then we get on 395. And I believe this young man was filming like a TikTok or something while driving a motorcycle.
Could be.
He was driving the motorcycle and like dancing. Repeated multiple times, neither hands on his steering wheel. Because I think he's holding the phone with one hand, dancing, gesticulating.
TikTok is good. And when you set it, until you fall off that damn bike.
Remember
when we were on the golf course?
Yes.
And the guys were doing the TikTok?
Yes. I was so blown away to me by the stupidity involved of driving a motorcycle through a very high traffic situation.
TikTok things are stupid.
Maybe it wasn't a TikTok. Maybe it was an Instagram.
Whatever.
Maybe it was just a
most
YouTube
things
live.
That are done when you're on a vehicle that's moving and you're doing something else and not paying attention is stupid.
The content game, man. The content game is a dirty business. A lot of sports last night. It was a good sports night, man.
Them damn scars on their legs be some dirty business too.
Sure. You saw The Lions had a really good win.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness, because I needed a good win. I liked the Lions last night. That got home. Seattle with a good win. I think we saw the Washington defense get torched by Pickens and Lamb on Sunday. Next Monday, they're going to face the Chiefs, who have a number of
speedsters.
Yep. True speedsters. And yet, Brian, I wonder if Jaxon Smith-Njigba of the Seattle Seahawks isn't the best receiver in football right now.
He can fly.
He went 8 for 123 with a touchdown last night. He can high point it. He's got speed. He'll route you up. He's the real deal. Darnold wasn't great last night, but he was good enough. And what I find smart in Sam Darnold is he just chucks it to JSN as much as he can. Darnold last night was 17 of 31, so he completed 17 passes. Through 31, and Njigba had 14 targets and 8 catches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go to the dude that can get it done.
I mean, that happens. Like, most teams, when they have a damn good receiver, they find ways to get the ball to that receiver.
Jahmyr Gibbs, just real speed.
Dude can fly.
Real weapon.
Dude can fly.
I mean, he busted a 78-yarder last night. I believe that's the
like he was just jogging.
Yep.
Yeah.
Detroit was bad on third down, but the way that offense runs, they just go for it on fourth down all the time.
Hey.
Aggressive,
bro.
Yeah.
When you have that level of skill, you know, your receivers, your backfield, and your tight end, you go for it.
Yeah, and, you know, the Lions are dealing with injuries, but I thought they had some young players in the defensive secondary that really stood up. The biggest difference in that game to me, Tampa could not get the run game going. Mike Evans gets hurt early. Abuka was clearly not himself. Mm-hmm. He's trying to play through an injury. He was clearly not himself. Baker threw the ball 50 times, 28 of 50.
When Baker has to throw the ball that many times, you could bet on the other team.
It's probably not a winning recipe.
Just telling you.
You know what I mean? Good win for the Lions. The Bucs were kind of due for a loss, too. They've been kind of hanging on to the skin of their teeth in a lot of these wins. You look at the NFC playoff picture now, Niners, Seahawks, Rams, Bucks, Lions, Eagles are all 5-2. And yet, you know who's got the best win percentage in the NFC?
Who is that?
The Packers by way of the tie. The Packers are 4-1-1 compared to all these other 5-2 teams. Did you watch any baseball last night?
Nope.
So, I'll tell the truth. Baseball was a second screen for me. Football was on the big screen.
Well, and when they had the Seattle game on, they were giving you updates.
Right. Well,
I just listened to those updates.
It was a game 7. It was tight down the stretch. George Springer hits a monster home run. Credit to him. I mean, just the stones to step up in that moment for Toronto. But I did watch the last 2 innings on the big screen because I love the noise of October baseball crowds, and that Toronto crowd deserves a ton of credit. They were exceptional. They were loud. That place was rocking.
Yeah.
I tweeted.
Probably been partying all day.
Probably.
Toronto is a fun town.
You love that place. I've never been.
Oh, yes, indeed.
I need to get there.
Been there, Jay.
I know. You've spoken highly of it.
Lord.
I tweeted something that I thought was fairly innocuous last night, and it got a ton of response. I'm curious. What, if any, reaction you have to this? I do not like, in 7-game series, in any sport, I don't like the 2-3-2 format. I like 2-2-1-1-1. I like going back and forth for home field, home court, whatever it is.
Don't make me a difference.
In baseball, they now go 2-3-2, and the argument is, because it's an everyday sport, you don't want all those travel days.
Yeah.
I can understand that rationale. I just like 2-2-1-1-1. That's what I like.
And you're not gonna get that.
It used to be that way.
Yeah, that's why they went away from it.
Yeah, but
you liked it.
But
Jay,
basketball
that's
tried 2-3-2 and went
if
back.
If you're gonna
the other
win,
way.
You're gonna win. If you're good, you're good. Don't make a difference. If you like the thing of it is, the Blue Jays beat them in Seattle. I think the first 2 games, right?
Yeah.
Then they came back and tied it up.
Other way around. Seattle won the first 2.
So Seattle beat them in Wichita. Then you come back home 3 games. You couldn't get 2 of those 3?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But they ended up tying it up. It's 3-3. You got a game 7. I mean, if you're going to win it, you're going to win it. You're going to lose it, you're going to lose it. No matter how it's set up. You can have one back-to-back-to-back-to-back. Probably going to have problems.
So the World Series starts Friday night, Dodgers, Blue Jays. Toronto has home field in that. That's serious travel, L.A. to Toronto. I mean, these guys are traveling in charters. Like, I'm not too worried about it. But if you want to talk about, how overwhelming of favorites must the Dodgers be? White Brian, get me those numbers. Shout out to White
Brian. They got to be up there.
White Brian's back. We're glad to have you back, pal.
And you look at the way that they spend and the money, the people that they have, the talent that they have on the team, they should be favorite.
Right.
But the favorite don't always win.
I imagine they're almost like 2-1. Like, if they're minus 200 to win the World Series, mm-hmm. would that shock you?
No.
Kind of makes me want to bet on the Blue Jays. Maybe a little World Series action, just a little taste, keep me interested. So the World Series is set. Toronto wins last night. I was rooting for Seattle. I know Lanfield's a big, big dumper fan, but we get Toronto. I can't imagine television executives are thrilled that the American team goes down and you get a Canadian team in the World Series, but that's life. Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers are minus 220. To win.
Damn!
The World Series.
What are the Blue Jays in?
Plus 184.
And White Brian, how are you after traveling?
Why you
down,
sound like that? What's
traveling
wrong,
down
the hell wrong with you?
Yeah, did you fight? There's no ocean down there. What'd you fight this
he
time?
He found something.
No fighting, just a lot of yelling. Don't really have a voice.
Yeah, you sound terrible, dog.
I mean, damn. The game was Saturday, dude.
Yeah, and
it's Tuesday.
White Brian, how did it feel to go down there, lose your voice, and they lost in overtime?
Not only they lost, but then the Giants lost on Sunday.
White Brian.
In great
Brian's
fashion.
Going through it.
Brian, just stop yelling at the games. Just, you know they're going to lose. Just deal with it.
At noon, we're doing the Giants-Commanders fight that happened yesterday. White Brian wasn't here for it. Now he is. We'll let him scream. We'll get AMAC in here. Brian knows his name now. We're ready to rock. We're gonna put Jeff on one side and AMAC on the other and let him scream.
Let him go.
Who had the worst loss between the Commanders and the Giants? The headline yesterday does not match what the biggest news yesterday was. The biggest news yesterday is Jaden Daniels avoided significant injury but is uncertain for Monday night against the Chiefs with that hamstring injury. We had Joe Theismann on the program yesterday. He said they should not let him play, at least sit out one game. My gut kind of tells me that he ends up not playing. But Jaden is such a hyper-competitor that I don't think they will make any decision. The practice schedule this week, because it is a Monday night game, they will practice Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we won't hear again from DQ until Thursday, barring a very, very surprising DQ decides to just make an announcement move, which would be very, very, very surprising. I wouldn't expect that whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Level of relief with the Jaden news, at least just knowing it's not a significant thing.
Well, I mean, I already expected it to be a hamstring. That's what they said. That's the way
we knew
it looked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not relieved it's a hamstring deal, and you know the different levels of it. If it's something very serious, you can look at a few games or so. If it's something that's not serious, you may look at a game. You never know.
Yeah. So some level of relief with Jaden that it's nothing significant. There's no IR trip, anything like that. Certainly Monday night is in peril, I would say. I think the bigger injury for a defense that's already struggling significantly, Dorrance Armstrong out for the year.
I think that's bigger news
Dorrance,
at this point.
He'd been the best player on that defense.
Yep.
And now he's done. I kind of heard that Sunday night leaving Dallas. This defense is in a world of trouble, facing three offenses over the next 3 weeks that can go. Dallas's offense could go too, but KC, Seattle, Detroit, this is a really, really tough stretch.
Reassess. I said it yesterday. I still say it today. You got to find a way to do some things differently. It may be you have to pull the tie bowls and just strap them on and go all the time.
Blitz.
Hell yeah. It hadn't been working with the four, and sometimes not with five. You're going to have to do some exotic things and trick them up to try to throw people off balance, because just going regularly and that line guy sit back there like a 7-on-7 ain't going to happen.
I agree with you. Dan Quinn spoke yesterday at length. I asked him about the explosive plays because I am fully cognizant that what DQ is going to say at a podium with a microphone in front of him is not always the truth. But, like, the explosive plays are a recurring problem. They happened a lot in Dallas. The DeAndre Swift touchdown was a 55-yard touchdown catch. I mean, go back to Green Bay. The explosive plays have been a problem. And I said, are there any regularities you see, any mistakes that are happening? And he said, if I saw them, that'd be easier because then I could fix them. Is it more problematic to you that they don't see a fix with the explosives? Or do you think they're just not telling us what they actually think?
Well, I mean, they may see a fix. They're not telling you about it. But the whole thing of it is, I see a fix. But do I have the people to get the fix done?
Sure.
That may be the problem.
And, you know, I think DQ deserves a lot of credit. You see coaches throw people under the bus often. And we've talked frequently about how the NFL is a self-preservation league and ultimately folks will preserve their job at all costs. DQ does not seem to be that dude. Yesterday, he was very clear. He was asked, you know, about Witt. He was asked about Lattimore. Those are certainly the top two targets for the fan base right now. And he's like, this is not a one coach. This is not a one player problem.
And I agree with him 100% on that.
I mean, it's week eight. They're not going to make any significant coaching changes. Like that's just not going to happen. But I do think something you can't continue. What is it? Definition of insanity is
doing things over and over and expecting,
with the
doing
same
the
result.
Same thing, expecting a different result.
Right. Like something has to change defensively. Offensively, there's tremendous concern if Jaden can't go. I get that. Mariota's moved the ball pretty well when he's been in the game in various games.
That on offense too, they're gonna have to reassess.
Well, my concern with the offense, the quarterback situation is what it is. Where is the run game gone? They haven't ran the ball in two straight games against defenses that
that's what I'm saying,
numerically would suggest you should run the hell out.
And then the excuse would be that they were crowding the box. Well, you got to find another way. If they crowd the box, then you got to go over the top. You got to find a way. This is, listen, football, the thing about football is about matchup advantages and making adjustments. People eventually are going to figure out what you're doing, and they're going to have something prepared for it. Well, you can't keep doing what you're doing if they know it. You got to change it up. Point blank. It ain't that difficult, dude.
I saw a clip on Instagram this morning. If you're not following the 106.7 account on Instagram, there's a ton of good content coming from all the different shows, from the Junks, from us, from Grant and Danny. And Grant and Danny had Jay Gruden on yesterday, and he said something that I thought was very accurate. Like, there is a group of folks out there concerned about Jaden, and what Gruden said is like, who's he throwing it to? Not having Debo and not having Terry is a significant, significant blow to this team. They had four active wide receivers on Sunday. And I'd say the best one of them was Robbie Chosen, who was out of the league a month ago. And I mean, Robbie Chosen hasn't made a significant NFL impact probably since pre-COVID. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do have to look at the group that was on the field. And I think, Anderson's last big season was 2020 in Carolina.
Yeah.
And it's 2025. And he looked good. And you got to play with who's
played,
out there.
When he played, he was good.
I thought he was their best receiver on
Sunday. I'm saying even before then, he had something. And then, like, you know, some people, when they're a little off, they are made for football. He's a little off. He's made for football, I believe. You know, it's just like some guys, they're a little bit too normal, I guess. You know, and they don't understand. You got to be a little damn crazy to play this game.
He's got
point
some,
blank.
He's got some crazy in his eyes, man. You could see he is.
Reminds me a lot of you, dog. I'm crazy in your eyes, too.
And vice versa, sir. Really excited. David Aldridge is going to join us now. DA was there in Dallas on Sunday. Wasn't thrilled with what he saw. DA's a guy I love sitting in press boxes with DA because he gives you kind of a running commentary throughout the game. And DA's a guy that has also wondered where the blitz is. I do want to maybe try to sneak a NBA question into DA too. NBA starts tonight. There's two awesome games tonight. I think I'll be watching. You get Rockets Thunder and then Lakers Warriors. Kind of Luka's Lakers, maybe. Busy, busy show at 11:30. John Bates, Commanders tight end, is going to join us. Ask him, you know, how he's feeling, where the team is after a rough divisional loss in Dallas. 12 o'clock, we've got the Giants Commanders battle, Jeff versus AMAC. And then Barstool Nate's going to drive us all crazy at 1 p.m. Just getting started on B. Mitchell Finley. Nobody go anywhere.
Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
Dude, we've reached the time of year. It was cold this morning. I had to get up and put the trash cans out. It was cold. But by the time I was like pulling into the garage, it had warmed up, I bet, 15 degrees. Like this time of year, you need a system that you know can deliver, and Rood is the system for that. They've got the variable speed compressor that ensures precise temperature and humidity control, so you get efficiency even in extreme conditions. You land in comfort and performance perfectly balanced. But you also got to tell them about the cash. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. If you're thinking about a new system, 2 G's back on your taxes certainly helps. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Excited right now to go to the Rood guest hotline. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And welcome in Mr. David Aldridge from The Athletic. D.A., how are you?
I'm good, fellas. What's happening?
You tell us, Dave. You've been following this thing longer than we've been following everything. So what the hell's going on with this team?
Well, you know, it's a combination of things. I think it's everybody, players and coaches, personnel and scheme, injuries, schedule. Yeah. It's everything, right? Like sometimes you get hit with all the punches, and they're getting hit with all the punches right now. And they just don't have any answers. I think it starts with the defense. And it's not so much, I mean, the explosives are bad. They're very bad. And they have to be shut down somehow. But the worst thing to me is 3 turnovers in 7 games, fellas. They aren't turning the ball over at all. I don't know if you count a safety as a turnover. I guess technically it is because they had the ball and you took it. You got them in the end zone and now your offense has the ball. So I guess that's a turnover, right? Like, but they're not creating any turnovers at all, which makes it very difficult to win football games when you never give your offense a short field. You never create an opportunity to score points quickly. You never flip the field. Like, they're just not doing it at all. And to me, that's even worse than the explosives that they've given up so far. But it starts there. Certainly the personnel's got to be looked at. Like, you got to take a look at it. It's not working. The guys you're putting out on the field aren't stopping the other team. That's the bottom line. I know they're trying. I know they're coached. I think they're coached pretty well. It's not showing up on the field. It's got to show up on the field. And it's not showing up on the field nearly enough.
Yeah, I mean, defensively, it's really hard to look at what they've done and then what's coming these next three games. And what B says, and I've heard you say it in press boxes, is got to try something different. Maybe it's personnel, but would you like to see them just get more aggressive and just start trying to create pressures? Because in the losses, they're not winning up front.
Yeah. No, they're not creating, you know, the one guy that was creating pressure is now out for the season, right? Yeah. So, I mean, that's where I said they're getting hit with everything. Like, they're down to their fourth-string defensive end, their fourth-string wide receivers. Like, you just can't. You're not going to win in the NFL playing your fourth-string guys 45, 50 snaps, and they have to do it now. Out of necessity, they're going to have to sign a guy off the street who will probably play next week in Kansas City at defensive end. You know what I mean? Like, that's just where they are right now, and it's hard to keep overcoming that. But, yeah, I mean, they could try some things. They could try blitzing and stuff like that. I mean, or more blitzing. I know they blitzed some the other day. They could try more, I guess, or from different ways. But it's the same personnel. That's the problem, trying to do something different. And I'm not sure that that's going to work. I mean, I think there are changes you can make. I think I would have Bobby just rushing a lot more, being part of the rush package a lot more. And what I mean by that is I just don't think him in coverage works. I just don't. Not, you know, like whether it's the seam or the guy or backs out of the flat. I just think it's – you know, Quinn mentioned this. He wasn't talking about Bobby specifically a couple of weeks ago, but he said, hey, there's just going to be some tough matchups defensively for us some weeks. And those are tough matchups for Bobby. It doesn't mean Bobby's not going to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just those are tough matchups for him.
Yeah.
So I think you want to limit those as much as possible by making him more of a defensive end, for lack of a better term, on a more regular basis. And that comes with some challenges, too, because – if you do that, now he's going up against 300-pound tackles and not 200-pound running backs. I understand that. But you're limited in what you can do to change things. You can't you've got what you've got, and you got to figure out some different ways maybe to kind of disguise it a little bit.
I think, like, over the years, what I've noticed is, like, when the scheme is not getting it done, and sometimes, you know, there are players that may not agree totally with the scheme. And if players are true pros, they should know what the hell works. Right. And they are going to have to, like, even, you know, I was never a player that would go on the field consistently when I knew a scheme wasn't going to work and just accept it and then I'm going to be looked bad and talked about. I will adjust something on the field.
Yeah.
And listen, if you know something is coming and you know you're going to be in trouble, hey, man, you better do something different than what the scheme tell you to do.
Right. Because right. Like, some help or something. Yeah. I agree.
I get to the point where I hear so much about scheme and coaches. I'm like, these guys are the top of their professions, professional athletes.
Yeah.
You got to find a damn way to make a professional decision sometimes.
No doubt. Look, if they need help over the top, if the corners need help over the top, you want to play, you know, quarters defense, quarter zone, okay, that's fine with me. I don't care. Like, it should be fine with them, I think is what you're saying, right? Like, so that if they need to do that, then do that. But, you know, what you're doing isn't working. Like, you just can't, like, the drive at the end of the first half is just, as unacceptable a result as you can have as a professional defense. Your offense just scored with 45 seconds to go on the half to put you back in the game. You're in the game now.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get the kickoff to start the second half.
Yes.
You're down 5 points now. You have a chance to win this game with all your personnel issues and everything. You still have a chance to win this game. If you just get 45 seconds off the clock, you can go to the locker room and think, damn, we can win this game. Let's go win this game.
Mm-hmm.
You give up that you sack them on first down.
That's the craziest part. Yeah. They had them in second and 17.
Yeah.
Second and 17, and they go the next two plays gain 77 yards.
77 yards. Look, I don't know what defense they were in on that play. Should they have had a safety to help Lattimore? Sure. Okay. I'm not arguing maybe they should have done that. Maybe you should just play deep. But they weren't covering anything when they played zone either. Guys were running all free down the middle, over the middle on things. Lamb was all wide open all day. Pickens was wide open all day.
that
wasn't working either. So
on that
drive, you don't want to give a chunk play down the sideline, but you're going to give a chunk play in the middle for 35 yards? you're not covering that either.
The right? Dak throw to Pickens for the first chunk on that drive was a perfect throw, great catch. Lattimore was actually in good position on that, right?
I agree with you.
But then JP, you give up a 33-yard run with at least four missed tackles.
Right.
Like, I mean.
Right. Right. I agree with you. It was, you know, like, but.
Yeah. Totally. I agree with you, D.A.
You don't get points for being close when you play cornerback. I was close.
Right.
Almost got it.
Right.
That's not the position. Am I wrong?
You're very, very right.
That's not the position. And you gave up draft picks, not for an elite corner, not for a shutdown corner. I'm not saying he should be a top five corner in the league, but he's got to be more disruptive against the best, against the top receivers in this division. Like, that's why you got him, because Benjamin St. Juice couldn't cover those guys. Right? Okay. No shame on Benjamin. He's still playing in the league. But he couldn't cover him. Forbes couldn't cover him. So you went to go get a guy that you thought could cover him. And he's not covering him either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in that situation, I get it. It was a perfect throw. He was in position. You still got to break that pass up somehow. You can't allow that pass to be completed. That's the job.
DA, I couldn't be more with you. Talking with our friend David Aldridge. Follow him at David Aldridge DC. Read all of his work in The Athletic. You wrote a piece, I believe, this morning that I did want to touch on. NBA is back on NBC. Tonight they got two dope games, Rockets Thunder, Warriors Lakers. I grew up with the NBA on NBC. Marv Albert calling Michael Jordan games. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, it's nostalgic. I'm really excited about it. I know you wrote about it for The Athletic this morning. What's it mean for you?
Same. I think it's for all of us. You know, anybody that remembers the 90s, whether you were a kid or you were a young adult or you were an older adult, right? And you remember watching not just the Bulls, but watching Allen Iverson, watching Barkley, watching the Rockets, watching Patrick Ewing, watching the Suns and the Sonics and the Jazz, right? Like, all those great teams, the Spurs, right? Like, all those great teams you watched on NBC, you know? And every time, every Sunday when you heard da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, basketball time. Like, that's iconic, right? Like,
yeah, totally.
There's only a couple of iconic sports themes. There's been hundreds of them over the years. But there's only a couple that everybody knows. One is the Monday Night Football. Everybody knows that one. No matter what year it is, you hear, you know that football thing. That's Monday Night Football thing. And the Olympics. Everybody knows the Bugler one.
Yeah.
You know, da, 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 da. That's the Olympics.
Yeah.
I mean, the Olympics are coming on. And this means basketball is coming on. So it's iconic. And and NBC leaned into the nostalgia. They made no pretense about it because it's very powerful. You know, people remember those times very fondly because NBC did a great job covering the NBA during that decade or 13 years that they had the package.
Tell me something nice about the Wiz as we get ready for Wiz season.
I mean, look, don't pretend like they're trying to win this year. Okay. That's not what they're trying to do. And when I say that, I know people don't like that. Some people don't like that. Because you're saying they're trying to lose. The players aren't trying to lose. The coaches aren't trying to lose, but it's the NBA. You don't win with young players. Mm-hmm. It's impossible. Right? It's impossible.
Not consistently.
No. You win about, you know, one out of every five games, which is about what they're going to do this year. You know, like, so what I would look at is, to me, the standard for this season, which you can judge them on, is are their young players getting better? Right? So that's why when on media day, I asked all of the young players, what is it that you needed to work on this summer? And how did you work on it? And where do you think you are? And, you know, Bob Carrington said, hey, I was terrible at the rim last year. I got to be better finishing at the rim. Great. That's something we can look at. It's something we can monitor this year. Is Bob Carrington better this year finishing at the rim and drawing more fouls? Right? For Koulibaly, is his jumper better? Like, you got to shoot in this league now.
Yeah.
You can't be a non-shooter and play in the NBA. You've got to be able to knock down shots. And for Keyshawn George, he's got to be a better playmaker. He's got to be better with the ball in the paint. For Sarr, it's shooting, but it's also rebounding. Is he rebounding at a higher clip? For Cam Whitmore, who's got all the offensive talent in the world, and he's going to put up a couple of 30 buckets. He might have a 40 piece here at some point this season. He's really good offensively, right? Now, he's really talented.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to guard people at the other end. Is he giving you consistent effort at the defensive end? So those are the things I'll be looking at for the young guys, especially because they're the future, right?
Yeah.
CJ McCollum's here. He's not going to be here next year. We all know that. No, Chris Middleton's here. He's not going to be here next year. We all know that, right? So if they're going to be professionals. They're going to be good in the locker room. They're going to set a great example for the young guys about being a pro and prepping and doing the work necessary while they're here. But this is about their young guys, and it's about Trey Johnson, right? Like, he can shoot the cotton out the ball. He is an elite shooter. And that's something the Wizards haven't had in a great long while, is an elite shooter, right? He's got an NBA skill tonight.
Right.
You know, but he's got to show that he can be consistent at the defensive end. He's got to get stronger and all those things. So those are the things I'll be looking at with the Wizards this year is, are there young guys getting better at the things they needed to work on this offseason?
See, I thank you for that, man, because, like, I kind of had turned it off. Because I'm with you. Like, I understand what their concept is. Mm. And I was at a game last year, and I'm watching Bub cook. All of a sudden, he sat the whole fourth quarter.
Yeah,
so,
well,
I understand what's happening, but, you know, I'll be watching for the improvements as well.
Thank you, DA.
That's what you
got
to look at. That's what you got to look at. All right, guys. Thank
appreciate you.
Appreciate your time. Everybody give him a follow at David Aldridge, D.C. You know who else you got to follow? My folks at Metropolitan Moving and Storage, the unofficial and official moving and storage company of 106.7 The Fan. They've moved everybody here. They've been helping me out as I go through this water damage at the house, trying to move stuff out, move stuff in. I got to get all the furniture out of my first floor to redo my floors. It's a show at my house. But the good folks at Metropolitan Moving and Storage have been super helpful for me. They can do the same thing for you. Whether you're looking for long distance or if it's local, whether it's residential or commercial, whatever it is you need, they can send a moving consultant over and give you a free on-site estimate before you make any decisions. And they do not share truck space. That is a huge issue that, one, takes care of your belongings, and two, guarantees an on-time pinpoint delivery date and time of your choosing. These guys are the real deal. I've known Justin for 25 years. give them a call. 301-279-0090. Seriously, great people. My wife used to work there when she graduated from college. This is a serious relationship. They've taken care of my family. They'll take care of yours. Check them out, DCMetropolitanMoving.com. That's DCMetropolitanMoving.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Me, Mitch and Finley. If you missed any of our interview with David Aldridge, get on the Odyssey app, hit rewind, wherever you get your podcast. DA was great. Cornerback is not
always
a position.
Is.
Cornerback is not a position where you're paid to be close. I thought that was a great line. I tweeted that out. Time now for the B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll question of the day. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. Question simple, B. How do you feel about Monday night doubleheaders?
I have no problem with it. I'm cool with it.
We know Rooster hates it.
Rooster hates everything.
Correct.
Rooster would decide on something and then hate it later and forget that he decided it.
I'm cool with it. Last night, I didn't have it in me to stay up for the second half of Seahawks-Texans. I went to bed. But I kind of like it. Like, I'm guessing like ESPN Disney has requested those Monday night doubleheaders. So they clearly think there's value
the money
in it.
They're spending, hell, they got value, believe me.
Right. I do prefer last night's structure to the Monday night doubleheaders where you get a game at 7 and a game at 10 rather than when they have one at 8:15 and one at 8:30 and they're kind of just competing games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like it makes Monday night any less special, frankly, because last week Washington took part in a Monday night doubleheader.
Yep.
And I was at the stadium, and that place felt every inch of the juice of a primetime game.
Totally.
And
totally.
If you watched Detroit last night, the juice was completely there for Monday night football. And Seattle.
And that second game, it was there.
Yeah. Like Seattle, I think some of the juice left when the Mariners lost, but like that, you can't control that. There's nothing you can do there. I don't think it diminishes Monday Night Football.
Nah. Nah, not at all. Not at all. Because let's be real. They're doing it because people are asking for it. People want more football.
My gut is if you're Disney and you own ESPN and ABC, and you can then put a game on ESPN and a game on ABC. And one thing we know about the NFL is when whatever window they're in, they're going to win that window by a huge mile.
Yeah.
So it lets Disney, ESPN, ABC win the night on broadcast and on cable.
Yeah.
And
you had Detroit, Tampa, and then you had another game that's on the other side. So those people that probably wouldn't ordinarily be able to get this game over here, cause I don't want to check it out, they could check out both of them for the most part.
Right.
You know? So.
Correct, sir. Real quick, I got a stat for you as we look to the World Series starting Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
The Dodgers are the prohibitive favorite to win the World Series.
Okay.
The Nats played them dead even on the season. 3-3 against the Dodgers this year, B.
All right. Is that because the Nats were up and coming, or the Dodgers were taking them for granted?
I don't know. Stat provided via shadow producer Luke Tomlinson. I'm just saying, the Nats played the NL champs dead even.
You know what that sounds like, Jay? When we used to beat a team and then they go and win the Super Bowl, or we beat a team, almost beat a team, and then they won the Super Bowl, we try to take credit for it. That's what that sounds like.
I'll never forget, I was very frustrated by the discourse. The night the Bucks won the Super Bowl, and the discourse among fans was like, yeah, but we played them tight. And I wrote a story about that.
We never led. We lost by 7.
I wrote a story. That was back probably in the NBC Sports Washington days. Mm-hmm. And my story went up the next morning about, yo, if you're celebrating losing to the Super Bowl champ, you're a loser. And I got a call from Ashburn. People were not happy with my thought.
But let's be real. The people in Ashburn right now would not be celebrating that, I promise you.
I agree.
So the people that were celebrating it were idiots at that point.
Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.